This morning on Twitter, President Trump responded for the first time to his lawyer Michael Cohen's sentencing to 36 months in prison for federal crimes that include making hush money payments right before the 2016 election to two women who claimed to have had affairs with Trump. Trump wrote today, "I never directed Michael Cohen to break the law, and I did nothing wrong with respect to campaign finance laws." Federal prosecutors haven't directly accused Trump of a crime, and it's not clear under Justice Department protocol that they could bring any criminal charges against a sitting president. Well, joining us now is Congressman Adam Schiff, a Democrat from California, likely incoming chair of the House Intelligence Committee. Congressman, welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be with you.
And when you take in the news about Cohen, plus the news that the publisher of the National Enquirer, a longtime Trump supporter, has agreed to tell prosecutors everything he knows about hush money payments his company made for the Trump campaign to suppress a woman's story and prevent it from influencing the election, where do you think we are?
Well, I think where we are is the Justice Department has asserted the view that a campaign finance violation scheme, a fraudulent scheme that may have an influence on the outcome of that election, was coordinated and directed by the now president of the United States. And that's a pretty startling conclusion. But more than that, through the agreement with AMI, the parent of the National Enquirer, it is no longer just Michael Cohen's word. It is the word of other witnesses as well, that not only were these payments made, not only was individual one or Donald Trump in the know, but that the principal purpose of these payments was influencing the election. Of course, that's key because that undercuts what Donald Trump is saying, that these payments had nothing to do with the election.
Well, and he says that this was a private transaction, not an illegal campaign contribution. This is an argument that former presidential candidate John Edwards made, and he was acquitted on one charge of accepting illegal campaign contributions. The jury couldn't reach a verdict on the other charges. I mean, does Trump have a good defense there if that's what he's saying, that this was private, it wasn't a campaign contribution?
I don't think so. I think the problem in the Edwards case was a question of proof. Could they prove that these payments were intended to influence the election? Here it appears that they can, that there are ample witnesses and corroborating evidence that along with the timing of this right on the eve of the election, it's quite clear exactly what the object was. And in terms of the president's comments, I think he's demonstrated time and time again, you really can't rely on anything he has to say about this because, of course, he maintained for a long time that he knew nothing of these payments. And now we have heard recordings of him discussing these payments at the time with Michael Cohen. So he's not exactly a credible source on any of this.
What about the idea that the president can't be indicted? You want the Justice Department to change current guidelines that have been in place since the Nixon administration that say that, they say, would unconstitutionally undermine the executive branch to indict a sitting president. What about that?
Well, there's no constitutional prohibition on indicting the sitting president. The Department of Justice, through its Office of Legal Counsel, has opined in opinions which are not statutory or constitutional. They're merely the opinion of a lawyer at the Justice Department that that should not be done while the president is in office. But that conflicts in this circumstance with the potential that the statute of limitations may run on these serious crimes and indeed crimes that may have helped him obtain office. And it cannot be the policy of the Department of Justice that a president is above the law or that if the president remains in office long enough, he can escape the jailer simply by duration in office. It can't be the policy of the Justice Department. And so I do think they may need to reconsider that policy. It may be they will want to wait and see whether this question is mooted. If the president isn't reelected and the statute of limitations is not an issue, then maybe it's a moot point. But I think the whole issue really needs to be examined, reexamined by the Justice Department.
You think he should be indicted?
Well, I certainly think that if the Justice Department believes that what Michael Cohen did justifies his going to jail for a long time, that you cannot make the argument that somehow that doesn't apply to Donald Trump. What the Justice Department had to say about Michael Cohen is that while people out there in their everyday lives were participating in the political process by making phone calls or walking precincts or hanging door hangers on doorknobs, the rich and powerful were operating by a different set of rules. And because of this, they needed to make an example of Michael Cohen. That same argument applies with even greater force to the individual that was identified as coordinating and directing the scheme. So, yes, I think every argument the Justice Department has made for putting Michael Cohen in jail applies to Donald Trump.
That is Congressman Adam Schiff, Democrat of California. Congressman, thank you.
Thank you very much.